Mark Levin to Biden, give the Ukrainians the damn arms they need to defend themselves. By Jeff Poore on March 2, 2022. Tuesday after President Joe Biden's State of the Union speech, conservative talker Mark Levin criticized Biden on policy grounds for his handling of the Russian invasion of Ukraine during an appearance on FNC's Hannity. Levin pointed to the slow-moving process of arming the Ukrainian government to defend itself and the reluctance to ramp up U.S. energy production in the wake of Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion. Transcript as follows. Levin, you know, Sean, the Ukrainian people are very, very courageous. That woman is very, very courageous. They have a president who will be remembered for 1,000 years, Zelensky. I'm hearing a lot of happy talk on our network and a lot of places about how the Ukrainians are holding out and so forth and so on. Folks, don't be fooled. The Ukrainians need more weapons. The president of Ukraine has said it over and over again, Zelensky, what he needs. They need to take out their helicopters. They need to take out these tanks. They're not getting the weapons they need, and they need more. That doesn't mean the Ukrainians won't fight and fight hard. Obviously, they are. It doesn't mean the Russians have been the most competent army on the face of the earth, they're not. But this government, our government has been shameful. You talk about oil. I've said last week and I'll say it again. Joe Biden has put more sanctions on our oil companies than he has on the Russian oil companies. What kind of fool does that? He said nothing about it tonight, and he wasn't going to. The fact of the matter is they were going to be MiG-29s. Old Russian jets that Ukrainian pilots are going to get in there used to flying those jets. They don't have to be trained because that's the same kind of jets they had. Poland was going to give them to him, some of the other countries, all of a sudden it stopped. Well, what happened? I worry about our feckless buffoons at the State Department pulling that back. These people want to fight, but they can't fight with their bare hands and rifles and pistols. I mean, they can, but that's not going to win. If we would give them what they need. If we would have given them what they need, this would be a real serious setback for the Russians. I hear people saying they had hoped to take Kyiv sooner and this and that and the rest. Let me tell you something, when you're there in Kyiv and you're being fired upon, you don't care if it's Saturday, Wednesday or Thursday, these people need our support. So yes, prayer, yes, support them. Now, give them the damn arms that they need to defend themselves before it's too late. That's number one. Number two. This guy Biden gets up there and he says, "Buy American. Buy American, buy American," and the best line of the night came from my wife when she said, "Buy American? You're not even letting us buy American oil. We're buying Russian oil, we're buying Saudi oil, we're buying everybody. Go union, union, you're killing union jobs in the oil patch." This speech tonight was a rambling speech in one word, it was monotonous. Or maybe another word, supercilious. It's as if they added the Ukraine piece at the front, and then we had the build back, whatever that damn thing is at the back end, where it goes on and on and on with the Bernie Sanders agenda. The man has created inflation, the borders wide open. He didn't say a damn thing about supporting our military tonight. The police, he be basic, basically said, you know, we're going to fund them nothing really with the murder rate going through the roof. Everything this guy touches turns to crap, whether it's domestic or foreign policy. He's destroying what Israel and the Abraham Accords have achieved. Nobody's talking about that. He's going to violate federal law. He's not going to bring Congress in on that. So, now, Iran on his watch is going to have intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads. What do you think China's thinking right now? Now, China's probably think of, well, Ukraine's pretty tough, maybe the Taiwanese will be tough, too. But I don't have to worry because Taiwan is not part of NATO. So, they're not going to come to Taiwan's defense anyway. This is what happens, by the way, when you have the isolationists, what I call the neocon artists out there talking about how we're the instigators. This is what happens when you undermine the United States military. This is what happens when you elect Democrats. Let's be honest about it. We've had a lot of false Pied Pipers here that what does Ukraine have to do with America? I don't know. What does South Korea have to do with America? Or Taiwan have to do with America? Or Israel? Or Venezuela? Or Cuba? Or any of the rest of them? They have everything to do with America. Because once these genocidal maniacs get headwind, they don't stop. But I just want to be clear thinking and sober about this. Russia has not been defeated. period. The Ukrainians need our help now. And a lot of it, we don't have to send in troops. We don't have to do a no-fly zone, just arm them with what they need. So, they can kill these bastards. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.